We're here on KSOM as we get ready for our high school softball regional final tonight. Riverside entertains Stanton. Talking now with the head coach for the Bulldogs, Lacey Patterson. And coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into this matchup against the Vikings?
Feeling pretty good. You know, we came out against Mount Air really strong in the first inning, and that's what we've been asking of the girls. So hoping we can keep that going.
So, great win over Mount Air in the semifinals, 6-0. And Peyton Schaefer, a no-hitter for her. What was working for her? I mean, in the past, she's given up some hits, but we've always talked about her just getting out of those situations with runners on base. And then now she's not really allowing anybody on base. What was her story against Mount Air?
Right. She came in. We've been, preaching to her. Like I said, first inning, we got to start on top with all these batters. And she did just that. I think she had only 5 strikeouts. So our defense, was pretty solid. I think we only had 1 error on Friday. So our defense was also solid for her, which also gives a pitcher confidence. So that helps.
So what pitches work the most for her? How does she mix things up, and what kind of pitches are her specialty?
She hits the corners really well, she kind of just goes everywhere, up, down, inside, outside, and, every game is different for her what's working. So we just kind of, first inning is kind of trial and error, and then after that we figure out what's rolling for her.
Yeah. And then you got 2 runs in the second, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and that gave her some confidence with the lead. What did you see from your offense against the Raiderettes?
We had to sit against that pitcher and wait for the pitch that they wanted. And finally, after everyone had been through the lineup once, then they really got rolled. The bats really got rolling. So being patient at the plate is what, another thing that we strive to achieve.
I got to ask you about Madison Kelly. I mean, she continues to pound home runs. I mean, we talked about how much the balance is for home runs. And now Madison, I think, has 4 on the season. But, I mean, she just continues to find ways to get hits and not necessarily home runs. What has been Madison's story, just hitting in the middle of the lineup and pretty much getting on base every game?
Right. She has come a long ways in the last year. She, she strikes out, she grounds out. She doesn't let it get to her. Her mentality has grown tremendously. She's a great girl. She's been a great leader for us this year. So just keeping her confidence and, you can't be perfect, at all your at-bats. So coming back from a negative at-bat, and she does just that.
You're hitting .379 as a club, but you've walked 100 times. You've struck out 91. To get more walks than strikeouts, how huge of a stat is that for your team?
Yeah, they're good. We say you get 3 strikes for a reason, right? So you don't really need to swing until you get that 3rd one. So pick your pitch, and we'll do what we got to do.
Yeah. What do you know about Stanton?
Not much, really. We didn't know much about Mount Air, so I think it's almost best that we don't know much about them. So we're just going to come in and play our ball.
Well, and they've been running a hot streak, and they've upset some teams. I mean, Fremont Mills, Lennox, you're riding a hot streak as well, too. But how much do you have to worry about just not taking anybody lightly in the playoffs?
Right. Yeah. That's what we keep telling the girls. Like, it doesn't matter what conference you're in, what, seed you come in the bracket, everyone, starts 0-0 at the beginning of regionals. So we can't overlook anybody. We just come in, play our game. And if we play the way that we know how to play, I think we should be okay.
Has the team talked much about wanting to go to the state tournament? Has that been in the front of the mind, in the back of the mind, or have they just been able to take it one at a time? How's that been?
I mean, of course, at the beginning of the season, we set goals, and that's obviously one of our goals, is to make it to the state tournament. Daryl and I are pretty stricklers about, one game at a time. We don't like to think ahead at all. So, we've just looked at, I can't even remember who we played first. Whoever we played first, and then, Lamoni, Mount Air, and now Stanton. So, and like I said, we don't know much about them, and I think that's almost better.
Yeah, playing some teams from the South, and it's worked out for you. How can you just explain what this run has been like, just the road to get to this point, to have a chance to do it at home and to get to Fort Dodge? What has been, if anything, any stumbling blocks along the way, and or has it been nice and smooth sailing for this team?
The WIC Conference is a solid conference this year, so being able to compete in the WIC and us and IKM are the only 1A teams, so competing against 2A, 3A teams all year against in our conference, let alone in not in tournaments. So that has helped us, and we've grown. We've had some hard games, and we've grown from them. You know, we don't let it affect us. So regionals, we say, if we win 7-6, we still win. So it doesn't matter, you know, as long as you come out on top. So we just got to keep pushing.
Yeah. What is your biggest keys here against Stanton to try and get one more win to get to the Harlan Rogers Complex?
Right. We can't overlook anybody, like I said, and we just got to come in, hopefully hot like we did against Mount Air in the first inning. Peyton, you know, hopefully she can throw as good as she did against Mount Air and keep the confidence at the plate as well. So come in, win every inning.
Coach, really appreciate your time. Looking forward to this one. Thanks so much and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Lacey Patterson, head coach for Riverside Softball, with us here on KSOM.